KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at high school wrestling from the weekend. Lots of wrestling on Saturday. The Council Bluffs Classic had a whole bunch of wrestlers there. There were 30 teams involved in that meet Friday, Saturday. Liberty, Missouri ended up winning the team title with Waukee second. The top area finishing team, Underwood, at 14th place. Atlantic Cam placing 21st. Lewis Central was 23rd. Glenwood, 26th. Missouri Valley was 27th. Among some of the place winners for Atlantic, Garrett McLaren of Atlantic Cam came in 15th at 106. Ethan Fullman was 19th at 113. Joe Weaver was 21st at 120 pounds. Steele McLaren was 21st for Atlantic Cam at 126. Jackson Bell was 27th at 132. Chase McLaren had a very good weekend, finishing second overall for Atlantic Cam at 138 pounds. Also, Caden Stutzman of Atlantic Cam was 16th at 145. At 152, Peyton Fusen of Atlantic Cam was 26th. Connor Pellet had a nice weekend for Atlantic Cam, placing 8th overall at 160 pounds. Kenny Jimerson was 25th at 170. Mitchell Williamson, 21st at 182. Devin McKay was 26th at 195. And Cale Roller placed 11th for Atlantic Cam at 220 pounds in that Saturday meet. Riverside hosting its invitational tournament Saturday. Lathrop was the winning team with Papillion. La Vista South second, Logan Magnolia was third, Riverside, Clarinda, AHSTW, and ACGC are 4, 5, 6, and 7. Among some of the top place finishers at 106 pounds, Jace Rose of Riverside won the title. Hagen Heisted of Logan Magnolia took first at 113. Also at 126, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia was the champ. At 138, Gabe Smith of Riverside was the champion. Also at 220 pounds, Dylan Obermeyer of Audubon won the title. Clay Kuhlman of Woodbine took first at 285 in that meet Saturday. Also in high school wrestling, Bedford Lennox won their invitational with 166 points, take the championship. Nottoway Valley was second in that meet with 155. Trainer had 149 points for third place. Also for Bedford Lennox, Drew Van Tiger at 160 and Chance Stroh at 220 were champions. Nottoway Valley had three titleists as Elliot Cooney won at 106, Ben Braheny at 113, and Trevor Fletter at 160 pounds were winners. Tegan Lundquist of Southwest Valley was a champ at 138 pounds, and Southwest Iowa's Thomas Wilson at 285, also a champion. At the Ogden Dual Team Tournament, Kemper Catholic placed 6th overall, while Coon Rapids Bayard placed 8th in that meet over the weekend. In high school basketball from Saturday, not much action here locally in girls play from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Glenwood over St. Albert 57-44. In boys Hawkeye 10 play, Glenwood beat St. Albert 61-43. It was Clarinda Academy over Red Oak 71-61. Also, Trainer out of the Western Iowa Conference, a winner Saturday 50-30 over Bishop Heelan Catholic in girls high school basketball. Well, the Iowa State basketball team headed into finals week with a convincing win yesterday. Tyrese Halliburton set a single-game Cyclone record with 17 assists in a 101-65 win over Southern. Halliburton broke the 45-year-old record held by Cyclone broadcaster Eric Heft.
I take pride in you know, my craft, and as well as being a point guard. You know, I think that's, you know, that's big. I've looked up my whole life to, you know, guys in the NBA or past dudes that have came in the past. So, like, you know, I've watched a lot of Magic Johnson highlights with my dad growing up, and LeBron, like, they're really high in assist to turnover ratio. So, you know, just taking care of the basketball help us score points and win games.
Halliburton says the Cyclones learned some valuable lessons from Thursday's loss at Iowa.
You know, it's all about habits. It's all about building habits. So, you know, we're getting back at it after in practice, you know, building our habits and getting better. So that's what it's all about right now, and just trying to, you know, move on and fix things once conference play hits.
Iowa State could get back a pair of injured starters in star guard Lindell Wigginton and forward Solomon Young for Saturday's game against Drake. The pair will be eased back into practice this week, and if all goes well, they could be ready against the Bulldogs this weekend. In top 25 college basketball Sunday, number 7 Tennessee beat top-ranked Gonzaga 76-73. Number 4 Virginia over VCU 57-49. Sixth-rated Nevada beat Grand Canyon 74-66. And number 15 Virginia Tech, a winner over South Carolina State 81-44 on Sunday. Well, the Iowa State women cruised to an 87-35 win over North Dakota on Sunday, and Coach Bill Fennelly was happy with the way his team responded to a heartbreaking loss at Iowa.
The way we approach today falls on the seniors, and that's what I told our seniors after the game the other night. I told them that a letdown was unacceptable. You know, average people have letdowns. You're looking for an excuse to have a letdown. Well, how do you have a letdown here? You don't.
Fennelly says it was a good effort to head into final exams.
It's fun to get everyone in the game. We don't have many more of those, if any, left on the schedule. So to get everyone a lot of minutes and everyone, you know, between 6 and 8 shots and pretty balanced that way, I think is good and nice for those kids to have that moment here, especially, like I said, going into finals week.
Also in women's college hoops, Iowa senior Megan Gustafson became the third Hawkeye player to surpass 2,000 points when she scored 32 in Saturday's 72-58 win over IUPUI. That capped a week that also saw her become the school's all-time leader in rebounds.
It's been wonderful to be able to play in front of the crowd, you know, year after year with Carver, and great fans, great support system I've had. And I mean, I have to credit my teammates. I mean, I couldn't do any of this without them. And so they've been able to set me up throughout the years, no matter what. So thank you to them.
Gustafson had 16 of her points in the fourth quarter as the 16th-ranked Hawkeyes improved to 7-2 with that weekend victory. Iowa State is extending Coach Matt Campbell's contract through 2024, a sign that one of the hottest names in the annual coaching carousel is staying put. The Cyclones announced Campbell's extension on Sunday, also saying that they'll allocate an extra $1 million for assistant coaches and support staff. Terms of Campbell's new deal were not disclosed, but he and Iowa State agreed to a 6-year, $22.5 million contract last November. The number 25 Cyclones have posted back-to-back 8-win seasons, and their 6 victories in the Big 12 Conference were the most in school history. Iowa State will close their season December 28th when they face number 12 Washington State in the Alamo Bowl. Well, the Chiefs clinched an AFC playoff berth with a 27-24 win over the Ravens on Harrison Butker's 36-yard field goal in overtime yesterday. Patrick Mahomes threw for 377 yards and 2 touchdowns, including a 5-yard pass to Damian Williams that tied the game with 53 seconds left in regulation. Tyreek Hill caught 8 passes for 139 yards for the 11-2 Chiefs, including 3 in overtime to set up the eventual game-winning field goal. 7-6 Ravens ended a 3-game winning streak, and they stay a half game behind Pittsburgh for first place in the AFC North. Elsewhere in Sunday's NFL play, Cleveland beat Carolina 26-20. It was New Orleans dumping Tampa Bay 28-14. The New York Giants over Washington 40-16. Indianapolis beat Houston 24-21. Green Bay over Atlanta 34-20. The New York Jets beat Buffalo 27-23. Miami, a miracle over New England 34-33. It was San Francisco over Denver 20-14. The LA Chargers beat Cincinnati 26-21. Detroit over Arizona 17-3. Dallas beat Philadelphia in overtime 29-23. Oakland over Pittsburgh 24-21. Chicago beat the LA Rams 15-6. Tonight, Minnesota is at Seattle. Chiefs Chairman Clark Hunt said the organization was aware of 3 separate off-the-field incidents that led to the release of star running back Kareem Hunt, including the alleged assault in a Cleveland hotel that was captured on a security camera. The team's owners also said the NFL was made aware of each of those cases. And in baseball news, Harold Baines and Lee Smith will be spending a few days in Cooperstown next year. Baines was a surprising selection for the Baseball Hall of Fame, while Smith was a unanimous choice by the 16-member Today's Game Era Committee at the winter meetings. Baines hit .289 with 384 home runs, 1,628 RBIs in a 22-year career. He never drew more than 6.1% in 5 elections by the Baseball Writers Association of America, and that's a long way from the 75% required. Smith recorded 478 saves and was 71-92 with a .303 earned run average, earning 7 All-Star appearances in an 18-year career. He never reached 51% in 15 elections from the Baseball Writers Association. Former manager Lou Piniella received 11 votes. That was just 1 shy of induction. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.